Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Light Radio. This is Naomi Christensen, co-host of The Light Show, where you can learn of new tools and resources to help you live in the everyday. We invite you to call in each Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard to 347-884-8169 to share your thoughts, experiences, or questions live with Dan, or you can join us by chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/AnnAngelHart, and that's A-N-N-E. Our host, Ann Angelhart, is a teacher for the Shift in Consciousness, soul reader, and an international speaker. Ann is also the published author of Awaken the Secret Within, Keys to Joyful Living. Ann is available for speaking engagements, fairs and expos, customized workshops for your work or group, book signings and soul reading parties. If you are interested or would like more information, please contact Ann at annangelhart@aol.com or visit her website, www.annangelhart.com. Our return guest tonight is Nancy Meyer, an extraordinary spiritual teacher, angel clairvoyant, and psychic medium with many years of experience in business and as a business owner. Nancy's company, Main Street Angel, produces customized events teaching individuals how to put more spirit in their home life, in their love life, and in their business. She is personally respected as a very skilled psychic guide to individuals and as a challenging and entertaining speaker at events. Call Nancy at 623-544-3304, or you can visit her website, www.mainstreetangel.com, to schedule your own event or individual coaching session. I believe she's in Arizona. And her contact information is also listed on the homepage of blogtalkradio.com/AnnAngelHart. Thank you for joining us here at Light Radio to listen to Nancy Meyer on Healthy Grieving for the Soul. The first part is on the five stages of the afterlife, our physical losses, and understanding what happens with our loved ones that are deceased. The second part of Healthy Grieving for the Soul is on how internalized messaging such as forget about it, get over it, etc. causes people to glaze over the part of living we call disappointment. Without owning and grieving over our perceived disappointments, self-love diminishes and depression hovers. Listeners will receive practical tools to acknowledge, own, and uplift the spirit from that occasional place we visit called disappointment. We begin by saying, I'm sorry. Remember, if you would like to join in on the discussion or you have a question, please press 1 on your phone and your call will be placed in queue. I will announce that you're on the air by announcing your area code. The number to call in to, again, is 347-884-8169, or you can place your comment or question in the chat box at blogtalkradio.com/AnnAngelHart, and I will read that on air to Nancy and Ann. Hi, Ann and Nancy. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
Hi,
thank
Ann.
You for co-hosting. Hi, Nancy. I first want to say happy Easter to everybody coming. Okay?
Yes.
I won't be talking to you again for another week, so I want to wish everybody a happy Easter this weekend.
Thank
you. It's good to have you back, Nancy.
It's so good to be with you, and I hope all the listeners or people in the blog room or whatever it's called take that from Ann and be happy. It's what it was about. You're meant to be happy. I want to say as we approach this healthy grieving, one thing that my angels tell me is for all of us, it's always first to me, as I speak, I learn. There, it sounds as though we're going somewhere a little bit about that word, self-esteem, and something that your angels and mine would like to correct. There is no good self-esteem or poor self-esteem, just low. And we'll talk about how we can. And everyone gets low on self-esteem. So our purpose tonight is to help you, in a lot of ways, gas up, okay? And that's going to put the happy in the Easter. So
that's good.
with Naomi and Ann's permission, I want to touch a little bit. I know some of the people that know me, yes, I do love the sweet ones on the other side, the deceased, and I want to clarify things real quickly. Every one of us knows, just as spring has the cycle of rain and rebirth that we go through it too. And amusing to me is I oftentimes hear this word transition. You know, transition is what has been going on right to this moment since you were born. And for those that died, and it's okay to use the word, that would be the physical body died, transition is what's going on once again with their soul. So think of a cycle of rain from the ocean. We have it go up into the condensation, and from the clouds it comes down again. And I really mean those words, lift up your heart on it. Now here's what's going on with, for those in the audiences that, whether it's recent or 15 years, A, healthy grieving, never put a timer on yourself. What you resist persists. If you resist grieving, it'll persist deeper. So it's okay. There's a little difference there. We talked about this a month ago or so about the emotional aura. Just own it. Just own it. If this season of the year brings to mind the loss of a dad or mom or a spouse, well, get that little Nancy Meyer dinger and put a timer on it and give yourself that time to grieve. That's part of being healthy. So that's tool number one, particularly when we're talking about death. It's okay to use the word birth, death, everything in between. You know, I kind of get a kick out of it, and it reminds me of when people discuss, for the women out there, the whole meno thing. You know, it's pre, extra pre, and post, and all that. You know, there's one word, and it happens like that. So
right.
Let us approach our lives like that, too. We're born, we're in transition, and then, you know, the soul steps out of the body and goes into another transition. Here's what's going on. And it's delightful, we all will, when a soul dies from the physical. There's five stages of afterlife. I'll try to say them slowly because they come from Archangel Raphael. I think they're important and they're loving. The stages are surprise, in a delightful way, not shock, delight, surprise, concern, attunement, acceptance, and bliss. And much in parallel to Kubler-Ross's book on grieving, actually, we don't necessarily go stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we can go back and forth. It's all good. The other side is a different culture. You're going to love this part, prevailing calmness. Oh, woo! Well, I don't know if that'll be the same when Honey Bunny Wildchild gets there, but right now, prevailing calmness, no day-to-day drama. Come on, everybody out there who's a drama king or queen, raise your hand. And sometimes why you can't reach them in honor of your sadness of the one you could touch here and love, while they have memories, and we will, it's not necessarily the same ones we hold. So you may have got a message directly from that person that died, and it wasn't the one you wanted because you made a little pact that, you know, turn the lights on and off, and I'll know it's you. And that didn't happen, but they were there. You had a feeling this. That's why sometimes it's healthy to go to a spiritual medium. Find out, at minimum, that's where I like to help, what stage are they in? That's why a lot of us don't even attend our own funerals. It's just so good there. I mean, everything is beautiful. Again, no body, everybody's healthy, calmness. Then that concern part certainly is when and for how long we realize, oh my gosh, I have no body. Oh, wait a second. Where's Ann? Where's Naomi? And that's a long story there. We don't have time for it tonight. So how long do I stay there? Do I go back and forth? And for those of us here, sometimes we pull them back. you know, when we're looking up the heavens and we got to get through that anger, I don't know why you left me. We can pull them back into that concerned state. And we want for everyone, including ourselves, to get into attunement with the guides, the angels, the ones that had it right all the time that we call ascended. And at some point, all of us, we may take on more soul experience. Yes, that means, in a sense, reincarnate. We may not. There's many soul levels. At some point, we all come into acceptance. And that's that part where sometimes you think, gee, I knew my girlfriend's husband, wife used to come around all the time. Now it's 10 years later, I feel like we're disconnected. Well, they're starting to accept and spend more time in bliss. So that is the for the moment, because three of us are going to talk about those of us that are here now. But I want listeners to have that are grieving, two tools. One, don't put a timer on it as far as, gee, I should have got over that. That's messaging. Newsflash, the ego we all have that came into the body the same time as the soul. The soul came with love. The ego came with a boonschbat. So you it may act as friend or foe. Oh, let's do this. But you got to watch out for that, and we're going to talk more about that. But hold in your heart, you know, especially spring for those, certainly Easter for all our Christian friends, the joy that the people that you've lost are surprised and delighted, and they will go from concern to attunement and accept and be in that bliss. So it's a wonderful thing, and yes, you can reach them, and we'll talk about that more another time, because I know Ann and Naomi will invite me back. We'll teach you how to do that, but it's all good. So I want people grieving to do that. You know, when I say put a timer on and own your emotions, that means the emotional aura. If you're going to cry, if you're going to shout, if you're going to laugh, you decide for how long. Don't let the emotions, and we talked about that, run you. But don't put a length on getting over things, because what you resist will persist. So we got that, right, Ann? We're going to move
right
on.
Right, and I wanted to just share a little thing right there, if it's okay.
Absolutely.
Like,
I'm the guest.
There's a woman that I knew that was, you know, she's been a medium for over 35, 40 years. And so she was working with this, you know, for a very long time. But when her mate passed, she said she was very happy that they were in the bliss, but for the emotional self of her here, she still also had the grieving and, you know, and the pain. And the only reason I wanted to share that story is because sometimes I get a lot of healers that have a mate or someone who passes, and they'll tell me I should know better than to feel this. But really, we are in the human body. That is part of the experience. It's okay. And you can have that divided feeling, you know, that I'm so happy you're in your bliss, but I'm also sad because I miss you here.
And those stages, really, we're going through them too. We don't allow ourselves to be surprised and delighted. And there's reasons that we had our memory card wiped out when we left home, which is Source. And that was so that we could learn the lessons here and pay attention. And
right.
And here, and that includes this moment, we're always feeling like something's missing. And on the other side, when we get there, because we've come to know Earth, life, people, places, things, we miss this. So they are going through that adjustment too, and you're right, Anne. It's a wonderful if we can just keep blowing kisses. Keep blowing kisses after your grace at meals or whatever you do. Put that hand out and blow a kiss to the sky. It's kind of saying, hey, I know you love me, and I know you got things to do as well as I.
You know, it's funny you said that one, because my mate passed 6 years ago, and he was a ghost dancer. And the other day on the radio in the car, the ghost dance song came on, and that's what I did. I blew a kiss to the sky and said, this one's for you.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the way
that's
I keep enjoying
subtlety.
It, yeah.
The music that we hear, but we discount it. Again, they, on the other side, see the life that just ended as a series of experiences and lessons. And they do have memories of those yesterdays, but they're not necessarily hold them, which the good news is you don't have to run around to all your 200 friends and say, okay, this will be our symbol when we die. I was going to give you one, Anne, but now, oh, well, that's out, you know, because I'm like, okay, Anne, if you go before me, say, abracadabra.
No,
no,
that's okay.
You know, if you go before me, you won't even hear it. I'll go, abracadabra, Anne, where are you, and vice versa. So that should take pressure off, really. That's what I love about the learning here, and learning with your guides and angels, learning with your source connected self is we're already in training for that less turmoil, that calmness, and nicer culture, and the no day-to-day drama. Right now, in the physical sense, we can't even imagine it. So take, like Anne said, if it's a song, and give something back. We talked about that, you know, giving and receiving. Take it. It's what they're giving you. Don't be a bad receiver and say, that's not what I wanted. You know, it takes a lot to do, and we've touched on that. So, and what they have to share, they share. They can see us through the veil if that clears up anything, even though we are physical and it's a little harder. Again, as you know, you can train to do that too. So, it's fluid, and there's no rank order, and I would look at those five things, and what can you do now, that's what we're talking about, that you don't get stuck in concern when your body dies. I mean, I think we all agree we'd like to get on with the tune-up or attunement and accept it and be in bliss or the best soul level there. There's principally about seven. And we can do that now, and that's what disappointments are, concerns. Without clearing our disappointments or working with our grief, we will be on the other side thinking, gee, I didn't get that right. I didn't finish it. Here's an example from me on how quickly your friend and mine, our personal egos, pop in. I had a class on living in spirit recently, a very small class. And I did not know any of the people, and I thought at first Honey Bunny Wildchild was at her best, and each time I looked to my little audience, they seemed to be totally focused on me, totally awake, but I could not see their spirits, which rest in the eyes. And they took notes. They did everything, even though I said, no, don't take notes. Spirit is movement. Well, to make it, again, a short story, when I went home, immediately my intellect, ego, said, well, what did you think about that? And what happens here, listen carefully because you have your own stories, the intellect, ego, that is playing friend is setting you up for disappointment. It's called don't check the cake. You baked it, you put it out there today, don't check it, you know that it will fall. So when that voice starts to develop a sense to know, sometimes it might not be till later. My kind of processing was, well, maybe they just didn't get it. Well, maybe you weren't as up, and it goes on and on. Now I'm at a point in my life when all that little blah, blah, blah from the ego says to me, whoa, we're disappointed. And I have some work to go there. Not a lot. But I want to go back and say to Nancine Spirit, the giver, the doer of that, I want to, again, as I always tell all of you, to take your beautiful hands, hold them around cup them around your cheekbones there, look in the eyes and say, oh, I'm sorry you're disappointed. There'll be more. Or whatever is your words for what happened to you. If you don't clean that, the ego will continue, even if it's 2 weeks later. Too bad about your class. You understand? You understand, Anne, I know. It comes back in there. And it's in, I know you all know this, the emotional aura, the closest to the mental body. So besides what we discussed months ago, and whether you recall or not, it's not good for disappointment to be there because your aura to your soul, and that includes your esteem, your self-esteem, is as skin is to the body.
Really?
It affects it. And every one of us here, everyone listening, we're created to be happy, not brave. Here's my acronym for that. Just be happy. You don't have to be brave and say, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's okay. I'm over. You want to get back to your happy. You don't need to do the brave. Here's the acronym, GGTC. GGTC. God's got that covered. You don't need to be brave. God's got that covered. So, you know, if it helps you to write something like that on a little note, so it be with your disappointment. Identify it. And I'm trying to tell you, anger is a surface feeling that there's hurt, and hurt usually results from what? Disappointment. Because in truth, we all get up every day and we are sure this is the day. I'm putting it all out there. I'm going for it. I'm giving it my best. And maybe something went askew. Why? Because it's part of the soul lesson, whether we realize it or not. Maybe we had to realize that there are mean people. Maybe we're learning how that feels because all we knew perhaps in another life experience was to love. And now we know both. And again, our world is the existence of opposite values. You can't know how great you are if once in a while you didn't get a little tinge of, ooh, that feels poor. So I don't know if we have any questions there, but tool number one, identify your disappointment. Don't wait for somebody else. If someone says to you, here's another flag, gee, you seem like you're, you know, what does my friend say to me? We laughed last time. Oh, you're honked off. Well, then you're probably disappointed. Honk, I'm disappointed. Have some fun with it. I do that. Honk, boy, I was disappointing. And it takes a good dusting, just like skin. If you've done hikers out there, when you hike, and you know in Arizona we have up in the Sedona area the red rocks, and it seems like that red dust is harder to get away. Think again, skin to body, auras to your spirit, your soul, your best self. So some disappointments pop up again. Give yourself some love by saying, "Oops." Here it is again. How long does it take, guys and girls, to take a break and say, excuse me, I'll be right back. Go find a little mirror somewhere. Wink at yourself and say, I'm sorry about that. Trust me, it's going to be better. Do you know how good that self-nurturing is? Remember, no good, no poor self-esteem, just self-esteem, and it gets low.
And it doesn't take that long, actually, to run into that.
Next time how often do you put gasoline in your automobiles? Next time you go to the gas pump, use that visual to remind yourself, gee, did I check on myself today? You know, is anything disappointing me? Let's talk about it as it interrelates with people. And then we get caught up in the whole thing. Well, that's how we give ourselves the messages. Well, that's okay, you know, I'm supposed to love everybody. Here's another little news flash. While it's true we're to love everyone as equal God source, God never said we had to like our enemies and we don't have to have lunch with them. So keep it in balance. Again, sometimes there's time for a check. If there's somebody you're having lunch with that's making you feel crummy and disappointed in yourself, move on. We can do that again. Again, those words for everyone that haven't been with us before are, you know, Ann, I don't think I'm going to be able to hang out with you anymore. It's not you, it's me. There's just some changes going on. Now, any person in God, in spirit, as Naomi and Ann, are going to accept that and move on with their own things.
Absolutely.
If
that's
not,
what I always say. You can love everyone. You just might not love
all of the behavior of everyone. And if people can't accept it and say, well, I don't know why, or then you're hanging out with energy vampires. So, you know.
Very true.
Write a book about it, but move away from them. So that's very
good. Well, you know what's funny? We both are laughing.
Well,
I actually found this little booklet that said blah, blah, blah. And
I want to give you all, because I know our time is every time I'm with you all. Okay. This is truly, I'm going to have a little book, they did not tell me the date, called Angel Whispers. And what I do is I sit with my time with principally Archangel Raphael, but they all chime in, and ask about certain words and things that apply to us. And if you all want to relax, or whatever you relax, close the eyes, open the eyes, hug yourself, I'm going to read to you from their whispers to my ear what they said when I asked, speak to me of disappointment. And this was actually January of this year. So from all your angels to you. Your disappointments are the speed bumps on your path as you move along to your divine purpose. They slow the speeding ego when it is at the wheel. Like a flattened tire, you may stop and organize repair, or take the hard road rolling alongside your every step of the journey. A disappointment viewed as but a temporary delay or inconvenience will make a worthy tool. A disappointment scorned and carried in your emotional field will choke the remainder of your otherwise healthy crop. Meet your disappointments with the breath of a sigh, engage in their mystery, and love yourself through the inconvenience rather than scold yourself for belief. Disappointment is an opportunity to schedule your spirit's next A appointment with greater clarity and higher resolve. And they always say, remember, we love you. And I always say, thank you, angels. I hope you all enjoyed
that.
Thank you. And
that's very
back
cute.
To you, Anne and Naomi. And is there anyone who has questions or...
No, I think they're intent on listening. It's fascinating. It's a lot of good information. I don't see any questions come up yet.
I don't know if we've covered all the kinds of disappointments, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to invite, I always have invitations for people, and that's all I can do. I invite you to go through tomorrow and give yourself that moment to catch a disappointment. Now, I'm not setting you up for failure. I want you to catch a disappointment. Maybe your souffle didn't come out the way it is. That's where we want to start, with the little things. And the reason I know that none of us are catching them regularly is because, what? We're not blissful 24/7. So even when you go to sleep tonight, you hug yourself. Most of us by now say goodnight to guides. We think of our friends, the sweet ones on the other side. And we need that moment to say good night to our name. I always say name yourself. So for me, it's good night, Nancine. And ask Archangel Michael to help you release the disappointments of the day. Then we get up the next day again. And again, that statement for anyone who missed it in the morning is you can add on whomever you want, spirit, mother, father, God, angels, archangels, lead me this day to my highest state of creativity and awareness. And for my best possible good, surprise me. I'm ready to receive miracles. And you got the happy note. And remember, those are friends that at the end of the day you can talk to too and say, well, that was kind of sucky. I mean, nobody in the audience seemed to get it. You'll smile more. You'll let it go more quickly. How is this interrelated with your time here? Think about it. Think about, I don't ask anyone to answer, if there's 7 soul levels on the other side, and until we get to 5, we're likely to keep returning. I don't know about you, but I want to get this down. Some of you out there are very old souls. You know who you are. Some are new. With that term, please don't go to a spiritual person who thinks one is good and one is bad. There's no morality to it. Some are newer. And sometimes the new souls, such as the new Jesus, learn it fast and they're out. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Lighten up your concerns so you might jump from surprise to bliss too.
I think actually the show has gone to streaming now. I thank you so much, Nancine, for all the wisdom and the great information.
I love you all. You know that.
Tonight. And we love you too. And I want you to have a really, really great, great every day of the rest of this month. And, of course, I just longer than that, but I'm going to keep saying it every time I'm on it. So we're all good.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everybody,
thank you.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.